Welcome back. So between you and me, this is the fourth take of this podcast episode. I don't know what's going on with me today, but it's interesting because we are going to be talking about your throat center and how that definition affects your content. And here I am having to retake and retake and retake. So welcome back. It's day four of the Content by Design Workshop Week on the Unjaded Podcast. Remember that there is an accompanying workbook that goes with this entire week so that you'll be able to go through that, go through the exercises, make notes for yourself according to your human design, all that good stuff so that you can start to write content that lands with your ideal fit clients, bringing them into your world to pay you money, because that is the goal of your business, right? Is that you need to earn a living doing this thing that you're doing and you want to have the impact that you came here to have. Understanding your message as it lives in your human design is, in my opinion, the easiest and the most effective way to do this. So today we're here for day four. We're going to be talking about how your throat is defined in your human design chart. Now, I know that you're on the go as you're listening to this. You're probably driving or walking. And what I invite you to do is go back through the episode later with your human design chart in front of you, especially with this episode, because we are getting a little bit into the weeds. We're going to be talking about some of the energy that tries to reach your throat, and there is a diagram in the workbook for you to follow along. This is something that we really go deep into inside of the Content by Design course. In this episode, we're just going to cover 2 points of the lesson, but you're going to want to have your human design chart handy as you look at it. It's going to make it so much easier for you if you have that. If you don't have your chart or you have no idea what I'm talking about, then head on over to vickidixon.com. It's in the show notes for you and you can download it there for free. And you can also download your workbook for this week at the very same time so that you can follow along and create posts as we go along, do all of the exercises. And by the end of 5 days, have some posts ready that are actually your unique, authentic message as it lives in your human design that will start to draw those ideal fit clients to you.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Okay, so today we are looking at the third center down on your human design chart. It is the throat center. And first things first, what we want to know is that defined areas in our human design are colored in on the chart. Doesn't matter what color they are. If they're colored in, they're defined. And undefined areas are white or not colored in on your chart. So we're going to be looking at the throat center, which is the third center down from the top. On most systems, it will be colored in like a light brown color, but it could be any color at all. If that center is colored in, then you're said to have a defined throat. Any definition that you have in your human design, so anything that's colored in your human design, is an area that you have consistent access to the energy of that gate, channel, center, whatever it is. You have consistent access to that energy. It's solid. It's who you are, is the energy of that center, as we're talking about today, is the center. If you are undefined in areas, then those areas are areas where you will amplify the energies of others around you and where you don't have always consistent access. You can't count on the energy of that center to be there all the time because it's going to be variable depending on who you're with. That's what undefined centers are. So if your throat center, third center down, is colored in, then it's said to be defined. You have consistent access to the energy of the throat center. And the throat center is all about taking action. It's about getting things started. It's about manifestation. And not manifestation as we think of it in spiritual circles of like, I'm going to manifest the life that I want, but actually making things happen, bringing things into form. That's part of the throat center energy. And then, of course, also the pressure or the ability to speak. And again, if it's defined, it's going to be to speak on a consistent basis, just to have consistent access to the energy of speaking. If that center is undefined, it's going to be white on your chart. And so any of those energies are going to be inconsistent for you. You may find that you have a really hard time getting things started, that it's easier for you when you're around certain other people to get things going. You know, you sit down at your desk to write content. And if you haven't been around people for all day and you sit down to write content at your desk and you're just like, oh, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to make things happen. I don't know how to get it going. And you may also find that your manner of speaking is variable. So what do I mean by that? Some days you may find that you can just talk and 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 never come to the point. And other days you may find, whoa, I actually have access to what I am thinking and what I want to say. So we need to find ways to make each of these styles be okay. Remember that in human design, nothing is good or bad. It just is. So you want to learn to work with the energy that you actually have consistent access to all the time, and then use your variable energy when it is on. And that's what we're going to talk about today. That's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. So if your throat center is defined, a really solid strategy for you can be to have regular speaking engagements. So maybe a regular weekly podcast or daily podcast, speaking on stages on a regular basis, regular webinars or masterclasses or workshops, Instagram lives, Facebook lives, trainings of any sort, anything where you have to use your voice consistently is going to feel probably very natural and very good for you, especially if you have a motor connected to your throat. So that's going to be a manifestor or a manifesting generator. We are not going to go that deep into this lesson here, but we do that in the Content by Design course. With the undefined throat center, because you can't always count on having the energy that you need there for speaking. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. It's going to depend on who you're with as well. So a better strategy for you, in my opinion, is guesting on podcasts. I was at PodFest a couple of months ago, and there were a few people there who guest on between 50 and 100 podcasts a year. They don't even have their own podcast. Their strategy in growing their business is to be a guest on someone else's. So what I love about this for the Undefined Throat Center is that you don't have to be on all the time. You don't have to have that pressure of, oh my gosh, I have to get two or three podcast episodes ahead because my editor is going on holidays, or because I'm going on holidays, or whatever the case may be. There isn't that pressure that's hanging over you to speak. So guesting on other people's podcasts can be a really good strategy. Another thing that's great, so we had someone in the last round of Content by Design. I think I've referred to her here on this workshop week before, Meg. And she has a completely open throat center. So what that means is that she doesn't have any gates defined. There's no energy coming at that throat center at all. It's really fascinating to see. So for her, she wants to do a podcast, but she's a little bit fearful of it because she knows that she doesn't always, like sometimes she can speak. And other times she's like, oh, I just can't. I just don't have the energy to do it. So for someone with throat definition like that, any kind of an undefined throat, really, a mini series could be great for a podcast. You could do a little mini series, a little micro batch of podcast episodes, you know, maybe 3 to 5 or 5 to 7, like a little mini series of podcast episodes on a topic. And then let people know, you know, people are okay with you not showing up on a regular basis if that is your regular basis, if you have told them what's going to happen, right? Once we let our customers know, our audience know what to expect, I mean, think of the demand that you could create for a mini series, for a podcast mini series. Look at Netflix when, you know, Virgin River or Yellowstone or whatever shows come out. Look at how we flock to those shows and we binge watch them. I'm trying to think of the one, is it Sweet Magnolias? That's the one that I like. But we binge watch them, right? And that could be the same for your podcast. That could be an excellent strategy with an undefined throat. Speaking on stages, because you don't have to, you know, you don't have to commit to being on a stage every week, but maybe once or twice a year, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to do 2 keynotes a year. I'm going to do 2 big events a year. And that's going to be my speaking quota for the year. And the rest of the time, I'm going to use another strategy in my business. You too can do webinars, Instagram and Facebook live trainings, all of the things that someone with a defined throat you can do, but you just maybe don't want to set yourself up on a schedule of having to do them on a regular basis. I have to do this on Monday. I have to do this on Wednesday. Yours might be more variable where you're like, I'm just going to go when it's in the moment for me. So the other thing that we are going to talk about, and we go really, really deeply into this in the Content by Design course, I have got a chart for you in the workbook. Okay. So take a look at that chart and what I have to say about it, how I explain it in the workbook for you, and then compare it with your own chart. So what we're going to look at is the energies that reach your throat center. So if you have a defined throat center and another center defined and they are connected by a channel, so lines that are colored in between the two, then that energy reaches your throat. So in the example in the workbook, this person's emotional solar plexus, there are 2 channels that reach her throat center. So she is going to speak with feeling and emotion. That's going to be how she's best able to communicate with her people and how things land. She also has her G center, the yellow center in the middle of her chart. That's the center for direction, for lovability, and it's a sense of self. That center is also connected to her throat. She's got that 1-8 channel, which is absolutely beautiful. I love that channel. It's so individual. It's all about going your own way, living your own life, leading by example, leadership, authenticity, self-expression, all of those things live there. And that energy is also reaching her throat. So that's the energy that's going to come into her posting, right? She's going to have all of this vibrancy for self-expression, for a sense of direction, for who she is, for authenticity. All of that has to come through in her communication. And then we also look at the energy that tries to reach the throat. So if your throat is undefined, you may have some of this energy trying to reach your throat. If it's undefined, you're not going to have a channel that completely connects to it, but you might have gates that are hanging. So like half of a line on your chart that is trying to reach the throat center. And you can see in the workbook, this person has her will center, the tiny little triangle on the right. It is pushing up, trying to get to the throat there. So there's going to be some pressure for her there. And that pressure, that gate specifically, is all about control. It's part of the money line. It's part of like king and queen energy, being really well-resourced, making sure people have what they need, like doling things out as you see fit. There's pressure there for her around that on her throat center. So again, please keep in mind that there's only so much I can do on a podcast episode when you can't see what I'm talking about. But if you go to the workbook, download it, you'll be able to see this chart and then have your own chart handy and map it out. Okay, what is this center here that tries to reach my throat center? And what kind of a message does that have? Inside of the Content by Design course, I have a gate library. So I have all 64 gates and what they would mean for your messaging. But what you can do is you can actually on my blog, I think I have some of them as well. So you can go to the blog and you can look at the gates that are trying to reach your throat center and see what those gates mean and then start to play with, how does this show up in my content or does it show up in my content? Because again, I'm going to come back to this is often the place where you know what you need to say. You can feel it. It's like a frog in your throat that has to come out, but you swallow it down because it's the thing that you're most conditioned against saying. That's just how the world works, right? The thing that you're here to say, the thing that you're here to speak, it's the thing that when you feel it alive in you and you go to speak it, you automatically like hold your hand against your throat and be like, no, I can't say that. I can't say that. And that's probably the energy of these gates as well that are pressurizing your throat. We call it pressurizing your throat in human design. So when you go to the workbook, you'll be able to look at that human design chart. Get your own human design chart handy beside it and then see, okay, is my throat center undefined or defined? What kind of strategies could I come up with in my content? If my throat is undefined, do I want to start reaching out to people to guest on podcasts? There are a lot of Facebook groups that are for finding guests or being guests on podcasts. So maybe start there. Do I want to start offering myself, you know, once or twice a year for speaking on a stage or for maybe guesting in someone else's membership or something? Doing a workshop might be good for you. If you have a defined throat center, is it time for me to start a podcast? Can I speak more regularly on stages? How can I use the energy of my throat center in a way that's consistent in my business? And again, you're going to follow your strategy and authority. You're going to use your profile line. You're going to do all the things that we've been talking about this week as well. And then take it another step further and look at, okay, not just the fact that I have a defined throat, but what center reaches that throat? If it's your ajna that's connected to your throat, it can be that, okay, I'm here to speak my mind, but we have to remember that those are projected energies. So what does that look like in my content? Again, this is very, very nuanced, and it's something that we go deeply into in the Content by Design course, but you can get a start on it here, okay? So get your workbook, give yourself some time to sit down and go over this episode and really play with the energies of the centers that are trying to reach your throat and how you can speak in that tone in your content. Tomorrow, we are diving into basic writing tips. So we're going to talk about 5 writing tips that will help you to up-level every single thing that you write from here on in. Even if you don't even consider the Content by Design course, you will get some tips that you can actually use in your content as you write content every single week that will just up-level your writing and call your ideal fit clients to you, because that's what we use our human design for, right? Human design is not just looking at a chart and saying, okay, well, this is who I am, so I can't do this. This is who I am, so that's just how I am. That's not what human design is about. Human design is really an invitation into the best parts of yourself, and it's an invitation to show up fully as who you are so that you draw the right people to you, your fractal, the people that are meant for you, and they can't hear you if you don't speak your authentic message as it lives in your human design. So I will see you back here tomorrow.